Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is really for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these. But this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
We are talking about stalls, gains, and maintaining today.
All the annoyance and fun part
of
but not
weight loss surgery or weight loss in general.
And your journey.
This in general, yeah.
It's going to be your journey now. You're going to have to deal with it.
I love it because this is a huge part of any weight loss journey. That's whether true. It's weight loss surgery or doing it through exercise and food, which I hate that concept.
Of what?
And I have to go on a rant for just a second.
Okay. Well,
because I said it and very I have nice. To. When people say they lose weight naturally.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what you're going to rant about.
Or when they say I lost weight through diet and exercise. What the fuck do you think we do? What? Like, do you think we just well... fuck that. Like, we're just going to cut out our stomach, but we don't have to do anything.
Right? It's like, we still have to diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
It
no matter what.
It pisses me off so much that it's like, what do you think happens after surgery? Do you think we just sit around eating bonbons? Like, well, what do you...
There is a stereotype, though, because, like...
There is.
They have seen people that used to be big...
Mm-hmm.
Get the weight loss surgery.
Yep.
Lose a bunch of weight.
Yep.
And then they see them eating chips and donuts and like sodas. Like I've totally seen that at my old work. Like that was a deal. That's why they all thought like, Melanie, just like do exactly what they say. Cause like we don't want you to turn like this because
exactly.
they can go right back. Cause you actually have to learn how to eat and diet and exercise.
Exactly. Cause
it's not a diet for us. It's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
I know people hate that one too. Like it's
no,
a lifestyle, but
it is a
is.
Lifestyle. I mean, you go through surgery, you take, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 months to go through this, like to even get the surgery.
Right.
And then you have to completely flip your life upside down in order to fully understand what the fuck you got yourself into.
Yeah, because now it's like in your face. Like you have to work out.
It
you
is.
You have to change what you're eating because it's going to hurt and be painful.
Well, and not only is it painful, but why put yourself through a surgery if you're just going to eat the same shit that you did before?
Seriously.
Like that doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
And then you will gain weight.
Yeah.
It's still a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've gone through it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, it's the gaining part on this because it's going to happen.
It will happen eventually.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to gain all your weight back, but you're going to gain, like, 5, 10 pounds, you know? Like, the goal is to only, like, gain 5 to 10 is what everybody says.
Yeah. My nutritionist, which we will be talking to very soon, hopefully, she actually said that you gain between 5 and 10 pounds once you've hit that first year.
Yeah.
It's just normal because your body is now stabilizing.
Right.
Your body is getting used to what you're eating and what you're putting into it and all of that. So.
It's just nuts that they say that because I didn't do my gain until like year 4.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's when I started gaining last year this time.
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't
I was 179 for like, so the first year of dropping all the weight.
Yeah.
And I was 179 for almost 3 years.
That is amazing.
And then.
High five for that.
Oh,
that
you.
Is awesome. I didn't realize.
Yeah. I was 179 for a very, very long time until I hit, until this last summer. And that's when I introduced, and that's what we're going to talk about, like what happens.
Exactly. So. Well, let's start with gains then.
Okay. Well, then what I shamefully did was allow.
It's not shamefully because you learned from it.
I did, but I feel a little shame.
Don't feel shame.
Because I'm annoyed with myself.
Well, but you can't go back and change it.
No, I can just go forward. And that's kind of the biggest deal.
And you've learned from it.
100%.
Which is kind of our motto on here. You accept it.
Yeah.
And you realize the behavior. And you move on.
You have to. Because if you, like, don't let it go, then you're going to actually end up making those mistakes over and over and over again.
And I think it'll give you anxiety. It'll give you depression. Like, because you're down on yourself instead of being like, hey, you know what? I kept that off for 3 fucking years.
And I didn't realize it until I like started doing the math. I was like, oh my God, I did. Like,
you did.
Because I would go from 179 to 181. It would just go boop, boop, 2 pounds up and down.
But I mean, it's a normal thing to gain a little bit.
Yeah. Well, because you start, like, when you get, I feel like, in year threes and fours, you start introducing, like, oh, I can have, like, I was like, okay, well, I've been this weight for so long. I bet I can, like, yeah. I can just eat some little bits of here and there.
Yeah.
But the little bits turn into more bits. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're gaining. Because what I did was I first introduced a Hershey bar with almonds. And it would only be Friday nights. And that was the rule.
Which is not bad.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what I did for, like, 6-7 months.
Okay.
For a while. And then it ended up being, like, I want one, like, Friday and Saturday. So it was a weekend thing.
Okay.
So still to this day, weekends are my problem. But
I think that's everybody's problem.
Yeah. I have it, like, way more under control right now, but it's definitely a weekend problem.
Well, and I think that is sugar.
It is.
Sugar is addictive.
It is.
And when you start having sugar, you just want more
and more.
And more. And it's never enough.
No, it's never is. Because you kind of look at, like, I look at a Hershey bar now. I'm like, yeah, I can eat that in, like, 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, well, that's not enough. Like, I want to have more chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. But is it worth it?
No. No.
I mean, because you, it's one thing if you're like, I'm going to have one, you have the willpower to be like, I'm going to have a fourth of this on Friday nights. And this will last me a month.
Yeah, because I used to take actually half and eat half half at a time. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that's totally fine. But it was a slippery slope because it ended up being every night I wanted a Hershey bar. And I would justify it by like going, like counting my carbs, counting everything and be like, okay, well, it wiggles in.
Yeah.
So I made enough room to where I could have it. And then it just got worse because then I wanted and then I got introduced to Jimmy John's with the bread.
Oh yeah.
So now I have
fucking Jimmy John's.
Right. So now I have bread sometimes during the week. Jimmy John's. And then I'll have a Hershey bar. And that's not okay. Like that's just
well, and I think it is if you are able to do that. If you are able to have the self-control and like I said, eat a quarter of it every Friday night. If you have the self-control.
I don't. And that's the problem is that is you're right about it's so addictive.
It like, is.
For me, it's relapsing every time.
Yeah. And think about it. We got into this mess and this situation because we have no self-control.
Right.
There is a reason why we don't eat those things anymore.
Yeah. And when you don't have them, you don't crave them.
Exactly.
So like that's the deal is like. Just, I say just don't introduce them most of the time.
Don't. Just don't like, even go there.
Because you just don't know what your control is. Because, like, for me, I didn't really, like, do a cross addiction. Mm-hmm. So my addiction is food. It just really is. And it, I just can't.
100%.
Yeah. I just can't, like, not have it. So it's, like, it can't be around me. Because I told Eric, I was like, hey, for, like, the next month or so, like, let's no cakes, no nothing in the house. I can't. I didn't even have a slice for Michael's birthday.
Good job. Another high five. Two high fives in one episode. Jeez. Because
we
amazing.
We cut it all up. And almost every kid had double. And I was like, well, that's a lot of sugar. But I'm like, nope, not doing it.
That's an on-scale victory.
Thank you.
Double.
Yeah.
I love cake. And I am a – I would have
– It looked good, too. Everybody said it was good. So – like
with his pink frosting.
His pink frosting. Yes. He didn't notice.
He didn't?
Yeah.
How did he not notice?
So I think
is he colorblind?
So he may have noticed, but no one said anything.
Oh.
And only people that knew prior. So my brother loves.
You and your mom.
Yeah, I'll give a little backstory. So my brother just turned 18. Mm-hmm. His favorite color is red. And unfortunately, when we got the cake, it turned out pink. So only people that saw it, though, was me, Dylan, and my mom. And I was like, Dylan, do not say anything. Like, don't bring it up. Don't even look at it. Don't make a smirk. Nothing. Just let, we're going to act like nothing
it's
happened.
Red.
Like, it's red and that's what it is, damn it. And she's like, okay. And it worked. Cause like, no one said a, like, no peeps. No, nothing.
Well, and most of the time you were in the pool, you were doing stuff. So there was no, like, focus on it.
No. And we did it. The last thing was the cake.
Good.
So it was easy peasy.
Did he love his camera?
He loved his camera.
Yay!
Yeah, love, love, love. So
good. I'm so glad. But it's anyways, so weird.
Back to the shop of no sugar. Basically, is just like
I mean,
I'm not saying no sugar, but you know how like get it in better ways, like those protein bars. I think I would rather have like a good protein bar that has that sugar, or I get that sweetness, but I'm still like getting a healthier version of it. Well, and I think that's what I'm going to be using the protein bars now. Is not about like the to go. It's like if I need something sweet. I'm going to actually just have, as I'm really hoping the brownie one tastes good.
Exactly.
Because then I can just have that.
I cannot wait to try the Eat Meat Go Free.
I know.
But however, I can't do that because I will eat all of them.
I know. Yeah. So you have the same problem too. Mm-hmm. Just food addiction.
But it's only with protein bars. Like we had the Yazoo ice cream, the frozen yogurt, and they're still sitting in my fridge. Like I've had one out of the chocolate crunch one and then one out of the chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's awesome.
So I don't have that problem.
No.
It's only certain things. I feel like it's because it's a candy bar and it's easy to eat.
Right.
Like you can just mow down on it.
Because that's why I'm going to use it as a candy bar. That's basically what I'm doing.
You're getting protein.
Right.
It's not, if you pick the right one, there's not a lot of sugar, not a lot of carbs.
Right.
I feel like it's not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
If you can control that.
Yeah. Because I think my problem is I just like the taste of chocolate now.
Well, there was that Premier protein, too.
And we really like the Premier one. So we're
that
just,
one was real good.
So I've like, that one I'll totally buy.
Yeah.
If this Eat Me Guilt-Free
and
is
just
not
keep
the best.
It, yeah. Just keep it in the fridge or whatever. And then when you get those cravings, just be like, I'll have a protein bar.
Yeah.
100%. Because it's a third, probably less than a third of the sugar.
Oh, it literally is. Because
I think the Premier was like, what, 2 grams? No.
No, no. That was the no-cal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
God. That was disgusting.
That was awful.
Yeah. Oh, just thinking
I'll
about
never.
It.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And I have one at the house, so I'm giving that to someone in need of food. That's
there
how
you
that
go.
Goes.
Yeah.
So.
Just, I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
So, gains are going to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to happen. I followed everything to the T.
Yes. And that's the biggest deal. Remember, I was like, do that.
To the T. Now, I hit my 1 year and I started adding in little carbs here and there, potatoes. I have had chips on a few occasions, but I'm not eating a whole bag of chips.
No, no.
Like, I'm having 3 or 4 bites.
Like 3 or 4 chips?
Yes.
Or 3 or 4 bites of a chip?
No, 3 or 4 chips.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I do. I just need like the little hint of it.
You need like the little crunch.
Yeah.
And then you're good. Yep. Then you have the regular meal and you're fine.
I 100% agree.
But it's easy to overdo it.
It is. It's a balancing act.
It is.
And it's hard.
And I find myself pushing. Like
the limit.
Oh, I can have a couple more bites. Oh, I can have a couple more bites. I do it more than I probably should. And it's only with things that taste good.
Okay.
Like that are like super, like we went to the beach.
Okay.
My husband and I went to the beach and spent the weekend there. And we went to Pig in a Pancake, which is my absolutely favorite restaurant.
Oh,
and it, I love Pig in a Pancake. Like every time we drive into town, I'm like, Pig in a Pancake. Like Cody just knows.
I love you. I do. Because it's funny because, like, we hate Pig in a Pancake, so.
I love it. I got a new Pig in a Pancake shirt.
You got a Pig in a Pancake shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, because my old one doesn't fit anymore. It's too big.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Victory.
I love Pig in a Pancake. Their pancakes are delicious. I love them. So we sat down and I ordered. So there was a couple non-scale victories. First off. I ordered my crab Benedict.
Okay.
Eggs Benedict. I forgot to take I ordered a half order. Forgot to have him take the muffin off.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because normally I just get the egg and the crab.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Last time I was there, I got just that. And then I got a side of like sausage or whatever. So I got some meat.
Oh, delicious. Yeah.
It was really good. But I love their pancakes. So this time I was like, I'm going to order a pancake, or I'll take a few bites of Cody's or whatever.
Yeah, I would say just hopefully bites of Cody's.
Well, so that's where it kind of gets a slippery slope.
Because
I ordered my meal and I was like, can I add a pancake to it?
Mm-hmm.
I just want one pancake. And the guy's like, oh, it comes with two. And I'm like,
nope.
No, can I just get one? But in my head, I'm like, get two. And so I got my one pancake and I ate it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
And those are big.
They are bigger.
Yep.
I felt like kind of defeated.
Okay.
But then I was like, I ate it. It happened.
You have
move
to,
on.
Yeah, you have to move on. Because like You have to be. That's one thing I did read when I was researching some of this stuff was like, be prepared for setbacks. Like it's going to happen regardless. We're human.
We are.
No one's perfect.
Not one person on this earth is perfect.
Yeah. Because I feel you. Sorry. I love me some pancakes too. So.
Oh my gosh. And I went so long without them. Like the last couple of times I've been there, I've not ordered any pancakes.
Oh, wow.
So this was literally just like the first time in like, what, 15 months?
So it came with the meal, though. That's what it sounds like? Yeah. Yeah.
But I did, I took the muffin off of my Crab Benedict.
See, you did something.
I scraped everything off, put it on. It was still sitting on my plate, but I didn't eat it. So.
You got that pancake.
I got a couple done. I know. Well, that's why I was like, you're not, because in my head, I'm like, it's fine. I'll just have a couple bites of it. And then I was like, no, because you're having a pancake.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need for that.
Yeah, you don't need double. If you're going to, like, splurge on the carbs, then do it right and only do that one.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like you have to talk yourself through it. You do. Like, there's a lot of mental talk.
Seriously. Self-talk is a sin sometimes, but you know.
Right?
It's a pain in the ass. But it's, I mean, it's real and it works.
It helps.
Is. Gotta talk to yourself.
You gotta be like, okay, this is what I'm doing. You need to accept it. Either do it or don't do it. Yep. But it needs to happen. Or you'll be like, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. That's constantly mine. Like, you don't eat it.
No, I would say, like, just go in with a game plan.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Is like, just talk to yourself. Go in the game plan of what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to accept that you're going to make a mistake today, that's fine. Change it for the next meal.
Yeah.
And move on. That's just don't let it spiral through every meal.
Exactly.
I think that's the biggest thing.
It's hard because that's the way I lived my life before.
Oh, we all did. We're like, fuck it. We're going to do it all day.
Yeah, well, not only all day, but all weekend. Weekend,
yeah.
I would just be like, it's fine. I'll start on Monday. Monday never came.
Oh, that's probably why weekends are so hard.
Yeah.
Because we always would just reset on Monday.
Yep.
So then I'll be like, it's fine. I'm only going to have like a bad day like Friday and Saturday. Can't hurt me that bad.
But then when you add in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then you feel like shit Sunday. So then you want to eat even crappier. And then you've probably added alcohol into those days at least once.
Maybe once. Yeah.
So all of those things combined don't make for a healthy living style.
No, that's how gains happen. Like 100%. So that's why the deal is like, go with the game plan and only do it for that meal.
Only one meal. Mm-hmm. And this weekend was hard because I mean, it's the first time that I've really like let go.
Okay.
With my eating.
Yeah.
And I feel like it stressed me out more than anything because I was just like, should I eat that? Should I not? And I ended up like, I was fine. I ate just fine. But you know, that mental thing of like, you ate too much.
Yeah.
You ate too much. You ate a fucking pancake. You're a horrible person. And then you're like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's simmer just a down. Pancake. Well, it's hard because a pancake's big. Mm-hmm. And then normally we're used to like cutting it up. Mm-hmm. And then you have to like chew so many times. And you're just like, wait a minute. Like, I normally couldn't put that inside me either. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a thing. So you get a little like scared because you're like, oh, now I know I can fit a pancake in here.
Exactly.
This might be a problem.
This might be a problem.
Yeah.
But before, I would eat like three pancakes plus eggs plus hash browns plus whatever sausage or whatever. So when you look at it like in a scale of what you ate before.
That's you rationing it.
I know. Rationalizing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rationing
because
it.
Because you know what you were doing before when you got there? You weren't eating a pancake.
Nope.
So I get that you're making it, like, work for yourself, but own it. You just did it.
I did it. I ate a pancake.
It was fine.
I ate a whole fucking pancake.
Yeah.
But it was delicious.
You did it?
And it was worth every bite.
And then what was your next meal? What'd you do?
I think I just had cheese and salami.
See? Next meal was immediately changed. So
yeah.
Don't be hard on yourself. It's fine.
Because I think we went straight home after the outlets.
I would say for next time, just tell them no pancakes and only eat off of Cody's.
Yeah, I think that was – well, and that's what I intended to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, you make mistakes.
You
like
do.
You said, nobody is perfect. Yeah. I'm human. I make mistakes. So
– yeah, that's why, like, now you've learned from it.
Exactly.
And, too, like, you're helping Cody out because he doesn't need any pancakes. No one really needs pancakes. I mean,
no,
really.
But they just melt in your mouth.
They literally do if they're good enough.
That's what she said. My first one of the episode.
Were you dying to say it when I was like, going to put inside
so
you?
I was.
I knew, like, your eyes, and like, I kept going, and you went with them, like, yes.
I'm like, I'll let it go. I can't let that go. So Thank you. I appreciate it. So let's move on to stalls.
Yeah. So what do you consider a stall? Because I was trying to figure out, like, I feel like everybody's different. What the
time limit? Yeah. I feel like anything over 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Because I feel like, especially the first year.
Yes.
I went up, down, up. I swear I went up, down, sideways, backwards. Like, I went all over the place. And it was now I weighed myself every day.
Right.
Because I wanted to stay in control of what my weight was. Mm-hmm.
Which is important.
It is important. I think.
It helps with control.
Yeah. And I didn't have any stalls that lasted more than 2 weeks. Okay. Actually, I don't think they lasted more than a week.
I was going to say, I say that you technically never had a stall. From looking at your numbers,
every week I had a loss, basically. Yeah,
and even if it was I remember one time it was like, 0.4?
Yeah.
But still 0.4.
It's still, lost. And yeah. But I think it's hard to wrap your head around it when you're in it. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, oh, God, I stalled this week. What the hell? And then...
And that's why I was like, I said thank you with a 2 week thing because your body is going through like some changing. Mm. So the first week really isn't you in a stall. It's the second week.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like when you've gotten two solid weigh-ins that are 2 weeks at a time.
Either at a gain or the same.
Oh, the same. That's when I would consider you're in a stall. So. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people go through that.
You have to. Your body is trying to keep up with you. That's what I learned.
Trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
When I was researching, that's the biggest deal is that your body chemistry is changing. Mm-hmm. So it's trying to just keep up with what you're doing to it.
Well, not only your body chemistry, but your hormones are going crazy.
That's part of your body chemistry.
I thought it might be.
I love you.
Just roll with it. Just let me have this win.
I also wouldn't have allowed that. Just so you know.
I have Melanie-isms. You don't get away with that one.
Damn it.
So yes, hormones. But yes, your hormone levels are insane.
Your body chemistry, hormones, all of that.
Yeah, it goes bonkers.
Okay.
Like, and that's a big deal. Like, especially with women and the whole, like, weight loss stuff. Like, because our hormones are changing all the time every month. So you got to think of, like... And now it's trying to change with like, oh, no more sugar. Why? Why don't we have sugar?
Yeah. And like, you basically go through a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. You go through detox.
Withdrawals, I mean, they last a long time when it comes to sugar.
Yeah.
I think it took me probably, let's see, 2 months.
Okay.
To like fully not crave sugar.
Not crave sugar. Okay.
But we also don't bring it into the house.
I'll say, I think mine was pretty instantaneously.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I didn't want it. I didn't even think about it. I was so focused on the little cups of protein.
Little cups of protein.
The little cup of protein and water every 15 minutes. Like, I was so focused on the time and the numbers that, like, I wasn't even thinking about sugar. Mm. It was just, like, give me whatever makes me, like, feel better. Mm. So I didn't even phase me. That's when my first – do you remember the first time you ever had, like, soda again?
I still haven't had
it. You haven't? Because that first sip for me was, like – holy shit, this is so, so sweet. Like, it hit the roof of my mouth, the back of my jaw, and I was like, oh my God, this is insane of how just much sweet this is.
The way you're describing it, I'm just like I don't ever want to try it.
Like, your eyes water.
Oh,
it's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get an iced tea one time.
Okay.
And they sweetened it.
Ooh.
And I took one sip and I spit it back out.
Oh, no.
But I did get like the full sugar taste and it was way too sweet.
It's weird. You're like, whoa, this is a lot. But before, it wasn't. Well, sweet tea with me messes with me just because I've never liked it.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of sweet tea. But
I definitely have had my soda, my fair share of soda. And I still don't even want it. Like, I used to always want it with pizza or Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell was a big one.
It was a big one. And so, like, now also we just don't really try to do pizza or Taco Bell. But But I don't have the craving at all, like, one bit. I would want a Pepsi with it.
Yeah. We do Taco Bell sometimes, but we don't do pizza at all.
Yeah. I switched up to Mucho's. That's what I do. It's just, like, a veggie burrito is what I get.
Just a veggie burrito?
It's a veggie burrito.
Oh.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Huh.
And it's big and thick, and that's what she said. And I love it.
Yes!
I love it.
Oh, that was such a good one.
Right? Let's float on the tongue.
I just want to, like, do seven.
Now, people, if you can tell us what that is from.
Then you will win our eternal gratitude.
You will be like number one fans. Like, we will be like, yes. We'll send you something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Message us and tell us what that's from. Yeah, we will send you a sticker.
Should we do it again?
7777.
There you go.
All right.
Anyways.
That is your task, people.
Figure out where that's from.
Yep.
So stalls lead into where maintaining, basically. Well, you have to learn how to break the stall.
You have to. Okay. Which is usually switching stuff up.
Yeah, which is like, first, what I check is food and water, is protein and water. Mm-hmm. Because if you're getting lower levels of protein, you're actually not going to, you're going to stall out, actually.
Because your body's trying to get the nutrients that it needs.
It needs it. So it's holding on to it. So it's not going to release anything until you give it more than what it needs, basically. It's kind of what's happening.
Yeah.
You need more protein. And then the water, make sure you get a ton of water.
Water is number one for me. Like, any time that I would stall, I would go back and be like, well, I only drank 20 ounces of water yesterday. Mm-hmm. That is exactly why I'm not losing weight. And then as soon as I drank like my full 64 ounces or whatever, I would lose.
Maybe the next week it'd just be off. Yeah. Yep. And that's a big deal. You just got to track and just, I guess, don't lose track of tracking is the deal.
Yes. I lost track of tracking. Mm-hmm. I don't track it anymore.
That's why I like this water challenge. Yes. Because
water challenge is awesome.
Yeah.
It keeps me accountable.
Like 100%. Because I'll like try to do the math real quick and I was like, oh shit, I'm actually way lower than I thought I'd be by now. Like today, like when I did my water check at 1 or to like 12:31, I was only at 32 ounces. And normally I'm at like 50 something.
Wow.
But I was just like focused in my work that like I just didn't even think about it. It was just boom, boom, boom.
My
whole routine this morning was off. Like that's what I noticed is like staying in routine definitely helps. Mm-hmm. Like it will help break a stall, like get yourself back into your routine of what you were doing while you were losing weight because that might be playing a factor.
Yes. I send you a
I didn't get up on time.
You didn't get up on time?
I didn't get up on time.
What time did you get up?
8.
Melanie.
I know.
Melanie Roslyn Austin.
I am not an Austin anymore.
I don't care. You will always be an Austin to me, Melanie.
All right, Woolcott. Simmer down over there.
Pretty much.
But yeah, like I went to bed late. I slept in. And that was the problem is that like it changed my full routine for the day. Because now instead of me like doing the yoga and doing the plank and doing the plank, I'm still stuck in the plank fucking challenge.
I know.
Challenge.
I say it too.
And the squat challenge. Squat. I still technically haven't done my squats yet today, which I need to go
Melanie.
Do. I told you. I literally like went into work, worked, and then you guys got here.
You need to get your shit together.
I know. Missy. So routine is a big deal.
It is.
I'm proving this right now.
It is a huge deal to stay on routine. And not only with exercise and getting up on time, but staying in a routine of your meals.
Yes.
You know what you can eat.
Yep.
You know what you allow yourself. Mm-hmm. You are choosing to either stay in routine or not.
Yeah, it's up to you.
And I feel like stalls have a big deal when it comes to routine, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, if you're eating shit, guess what your weight's going to be. Right. Like, be honest with yourself.
Well, and what do you really expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't be delusional and stop lying to yourself. Like you got on the scale, you knew that it was going to be.
You know.
Yeah, like, you're not drinking the water. You're not eating your protein. You're not, like, getting enough sleep. Because sleep's a huge deal part of weight loss.
Sleep is a big deal.
And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you actually need a solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep to help with weight loss because your body is healing through the night.
And if you have autoimmune diseases, you need an extra 3 to 4 hours on top of that.
For a regular person.
Crazy. 3 to 4 hours more.
More. That's...
So just remind yourself that if you guys are autoimmune like me, that you need all the sleep you can get. Do not feel discouraged because I know I did back at, like, in the beginning because I was like, I feel like I should be moving more.
Right.
And it's hard sometimes even to this day that I'm like, I feel like I should be able to get up and do the dishes. But you kind of have to conserve your body energy.
You do.
And you have to be able to rest or you will be down.
Well, and the sleeping helps with the inflammation, and that's why it's so much like so good for autoimmune disease for you to sleep more because it's helping your body not be so inflamed. Mm-hmm. So you gotta think, like, say you do this awesome workout, now you're sore when you go to bed.
Yep.
But if you're getting up within 4 to 5 hours, your body did not have enough time to heal from that workout.
Correct.
So it's like you have to have the water, you have to have the protein, now you have to have the sleep. Like there's a full cycle.
Those are the three top things.
If you can do those three, you will lose weight or yeah. at least maintain.
Yes.
Because when I research maintain, those are the top three things that you need to do for your body.
Well, and I feel like going through my journey, I don't know if it was the same for you, but those were the top three things.
Yeah.
If I got my protein, I was drinking all my water, and I stayed on routine with my meals.
You're good.
And you got sleep, you're good.
Yeah. Mine was even just water, protein, and sleep. Mine was just pretty simple.
Yeah.
Because even with me, like, because I went to bed late and then I woke up late, but I felt great. Like, and I felt good because I think I got the extra hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drank all my water yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all that in. So I'm like, I'm still hydrated, ready to go for the day. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I messed up this routine because like I'm behind on my water now.
Yep.
So I just like, I'm it's like a trade-off. So now I have to like catch up today and yes. then I should be fine for tomorrow. But it's like, you got to correct it immediately.
You got to stay on routine.
Yeah.
Because it
affects your body so yes. much.
So I'm a weird person. I like to stay up or I like to get up early. I like to take my time getting ready.
Yeah.
So I actually forgot to set my alarm for work today. I don't know quite what happened.
Interesting. You never do that.
But I woke up at 4:30 and I was like, what the fuck?
That's
my alarm's
good,
supposed to go off at 3.
Oh.
Because I like to have enough time that I can get up, relax for an hour or so, and I can drink my coffee and then I can start on my water. So I like to, before I leave the house, get at least 36 ounces of water.
You might want to tell people what time you go to bed. Because people are going to be like, you wake up at 3 in the morning.
I get up at like, or I go to bed at like 9.
That's still really nights. Early. You're only getting 6 hours then, girl.
I know.
You need more hours.
I don't want to sleep. And most of the time, I just get up automatically. Like, even if I don't set my alarm, like.
That's why I thought it was a good thing that when you got before 30, like, your body naturally was like, okay, yes. we can wake up now.
Yeah.
Like, because like, did you feel rushed this morning?
Yeah, I felt fine.
No, but did you feel rushed?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why I get up at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt, so I barely finished my coffee. And then I had to do my yoga and my squats.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as that was done, then I was doing like all of the tagging of our followers and our challenges.
Right.
And that takes a while.
It does.
So appreciate that, guys, because it takes a long time to tag
all of you. I would say for one water check, it takes 20 minutes.
Oh, easily.
And I know that sounds crazy, but like when you do the video
mm-hmm.
and then you have to tag everybody and put all the hashtags and everything, like it literally takes almost 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it probably with both challenges and posting my yoga video and all of that and my morning water check video or reminder of to drink water, I think it takes a good 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's like if anybody has any tips or tricks, the biggest deal is that like we want to tag everybody because they're holding us accountable as much as we're holding them accountable.
Exactly.
But the deal is you can't copy and paste. Like you can to an extent, and they'll let you do 10 of a copy and paste,
10.
And then you have to slowly tag each person.
Yes, so it takes time.
So I mean, if someone knows a trick, let us know. Comment because that'd be great.
I've tried to look it up. I haven't found anything.
Yeah, we haven't found anything.
So yeah, let us know. But. It takes time. And so I think that took a good 40 minutes. And then by the time that was done, then I had to get in the shower. And then Cody called my husband and talked to him. So it was just like one thing after another. Mm-hmm. And then I had to get everything ready for tonight. And because I'm not going home in between work and here. So it was like I knew I didn't get my water in.
Yeah. So you actually really needed that extra hour and a half that you lost mm-hmm. because of your whole routine.
Yeah. Because I normally drink at least 2 18s in that hour.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot. Good job.
I like to pound. That's what she said. I like to pound the waters down because I like to be fully hydrated for work.
That makes sense.
I know I'm not going to get as much water at work.
Well, and you do a lot of physical activity at work, mm-hmm. which you need to have water in you ready to go.
Yes. I felt better than yesterday.
That's good.
You got to remember to take your fucking pills.
Yeah. Also, like, make sure you take all your vitamins and your medicine that you're supposed to be taking daily.
I take these pills every single day. You'd think I remember.
It happens.
And you know what happens, right? Cody's home on Mondays.
Okay.
And so I go out to the living room.
Yeah.
Instead of laying in bed.
Oh, your routine's changed. Yeah.
Yep.
So you, when you get out there, you already think that you've taken them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand that because even today it was like 9 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I need to take my vitamins.
Oh, good job.
And I ran in there and I took my vitamins and gave Eric all of his. Everybody take your vitamins.
Melanie, you and your vitamins. Okay.
Yeah, because I can feel a difference. Like,
oh, 100%.
If I don't get my B12 or D, like I can feel my energy lacking. And then I'll just take it and then I feel so much freaking better. Mm-hmm. And I feel dumb that I need that, but also I shouldn't because it's your body chemistry and you need these chemicals. And
your body makes this naturally.
Yeah.
Like, so you're just adding to it.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
So I think with stalls, I think it's a good thing to make sure that you are doing everything correctly and not get down on yourself.
Yes.
Because it is very easy to start that self-negative
talk. That self-loathing.
Yep. And you're like, I could have done better this week. I could have done better. I could have done this different. I could have done this different. Though the fact is that the weight is what it is.
Yeah. So I guess I'm realizing now that I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I do that a lot up in my head.
You need to every negative thought.
You have to say 5 positive. Is that what it is?
3
positive.
3 positive.
Okay.
So if you say you look fat today, which you don't, but you know, I'm just using
that. Thanks for giving me all self-conscious now.
Oh, man. I'm going to ignore that because I didn't mean it. So if you think like, God, I look so fat in this outfit, like then you're thinking, you got to change the thought process and say, well, my hair looks really pretty today, or I really like my makeup, or I did my yoga today. So, you know, it's like positive reinforcement.
I'll probably use more because I'm really goal oriented that I'd be like, you know what? You got up today. You followed your routine.
Yeah.
Like, stop being so hard on yourself. Because that's what it is. It's like, I just feel bad that I fucked up. That's the deal. So it's like, ugh. So just shake it off.
But you got to remember, what are we telling everybody?
I know. This is like
everybody is human. We're all human. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. But we've always learned from them.
I mean, 100.
You get to that point where you're like, don't want to do that again because I know what happened last time.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be like, I know what happened last time and I'm taking full responsibility and I'm going to do it anyways.
That's true. Can go either way.
Because you do make decisions like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I made that decision to eat the pancake.
Yep. Remember in June when we did the check-in, I had Confiterai.
That's right.
I made that choice. I was like, I'm going to have Confiterai.
And you were solid in that decision.
Yep. I was like, I'm going to allow myself to have this and then move on. Mm-hmm. Because I can't seem to get it out of my head. So I'm just going to do it and get it over with.
Well, and if that's what you choose to do.
Yeah.
But you're also taking, you know, when you step on that scale and it hasn't moved.
It's my fault.
You know why.
Yeah, I know exactly why, how it happened. And that's the deal with stalls. Like how stalls happen is that like you kind of stop writing things down. You stop keeping track of things. And that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
So because like with maintaining, like there's a couple things that I thought was kind of cool.
Yes.
That I found.
I want to know because I am now in the maintaining stage.
Yes, you are now in the – and whoever is. So basically, there's a few things that you need to do. So the first – we've already covered a few of them. Water, protein, sleep.
That's going to be your entire journey.
100%. That's how you're going to be able to maintain or lose. So that's on the table no matter what. The other one is make sure you stay in your community. Do not leave your support community.
For sure.
So still, it says to still be updated with your community and talk to people. That way you're seeing what they're doing and it can help you stay motivated to keep moving forward.
Yeah, because it doesn't end once you hit your goal weight. That's when we always say, once you've hit your goal weight, that's when the real work starts.
Right.
Because you now have to maintain that.
100%.
And you have to figure out, okay, if I eat this carb, I'm going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
If I eat this meal, I'm going to gain.
Yeah. If I eat this, I'm actually going to lose because it's just a steak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like making sure you understand.
You have to find a balance.
You absolutely do. The other ones were what I really liked was like staying educated, like go to health seminars.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe have like go to a cooking class, which I thought was really cool.
That would be really fun. We should do that.
It'd be a blast. Watch TED Talks. Like it's just, they want you to go online and stay updated to like what the new health is now, like with doctors and stuff. So that way, you know, okay, They learned something new. This is what's working now type of deal. So just keeping yourself informed.
The health world is constantly changing and finding out new things and, you know, always moving forward. So, I mean, why shouldn't you? Because you chose this journey.
Yeah.
You're choosing to be a healthier person. So you might as well keep yourself educated while you're doing your journey.
Yeah. Because most knowledge is power as much as like, I know that's a cliche or
it's nerdy or a but whatever. Quote
from somewhere, but it's accurate. Like, yeah. It really, really is.
It is. So the other thing is I know at my office, I get monthly or weekly emails from my nutritionist for the support group.
Oh, like the newsletter?
You can actually go on the Zoom and they have different topics. So because I am post-op, I can go and do that.
That's really cool.
So check your office. See if your office has a post-op support group or if you're pre-op, you know, a lot of offices require you to go to support groups. I had to go to two. And they are really helpful. They're awkward as fuck at first because you're sitting there and you're like, what do they think about me? Like, am I like, because a lot of my stuff was I never saw myself as like a huge person.
Yep.
Which I was. I was big.
Yes.
And so I always walked into there thinking, do they think I don't need surgery?
Oh.
That was my thought. I thought that they would like judge me because I wasn't big enough.
You're like, you thought like you were like taking advantage of it or something. Yes. Got it.
I was big enough.
You were
big enough. I was 100% big enough. Yeah. I was a lot of the people that we follow, that we see their journeys, they're all between 250 and 300.
Yes.
Most patients. Now, there are some that are above that and lower that, depending on your height, on a bunch of different aspects. A
bunch of different factors, which we'll cover in the statistics episode.
Yes, we will.
So,
But, I mean, I always, that's what how I felt. Mm-hmm. So, I think I was too self-conscious to really take in the information that I got.
That makes sense.
But now, I want to go and do another one. It just never works up with scheduling I'm always having something going on.
Well, I would say now, like, this is the support group.
Oh, yeah, like this is therapy support group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our followers are our support group. Like,
oh, I love them. Like, I love you all.
They're amazing. That was one of the other things was challenges. It says, like, keep challenging yourself physically.
Which we do.
So, like, that made me feel better. Like, well, we were kind of hitting all the like points of how to like at least maintain, like how to like be there for someone and then do the challenges. Mm-hmm. And like, they want you to have that like community.
They want you to find a place where you feel comfortable, even if you messed up, that you can go and say, you know what, I'm not doing my best today. And then the person that you're talking to can be like, you've got this, or be like, it's okay. Just drink another bottle of water.
Let's do the challenge.
Like, let's do a squat challenge.
Yeah, go on OSLP and do a squat. Like, we're doing some sort of challenge every month, like something every physical month. Because
water will be a constant though.
Because the biggest thing is, it says in here, you need to have 30 to 60 minutes of some sort of activity a day.
30 to 60?
Yeah, 30 to 60 minutes. So
I love it.
You can do that with our challenges. Like, that's something you can work into, like, your routine. Because we do yoga and then a squat challenge. That's what we do every day.
Yeah, so it takes, depending on which video I do.
Right.
But, like, this morning I did power yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I forgot to start my time on my watch this morning. I was so pissed.
Been there.
But the video itself was 33 minutes. So I'm getting between 30 and 40 minutes.
That's great.
Of activity. So I'm right in that.
On the days that you don't work, because the days that you work, you're getting like 5 or 6 hours because you're awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's just because it's middle of wedding season.
Yeah, that's true.
Wedding season is crazy, people.
It's fun, but crazy.
It is fun, but it is absolutely fucking nuts sometimes. It is.
You know what I did like that I didn't think about was being a mentor to someone.
I love that.
Yeah, because now you have to be accountable for yourself and them. So it's like.
So I had a thought. We're each other's mentors.
We pretty much are, yeah.
You're my mentor.
Well, you're my mentor. Because you're
farther along than I am.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you're technically my mentor because you've gone through my entire journey with me.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's crazy.
Maybe not from like the very beginning, like being in the surgeon's office and all of that.
Right. But post-op.
Like, post-op, you've been there every step.
Yeah.
So thank you for being my mentor.
Well, you're welcome, because it's helping me stay accountable. So that's for sure.
I didn't even think about the fact that we're each other's mentors.
Yeah.
We hope that we're your guys' mentors a little bit.
That's what we want to just help. So if that means we're your mentor, then that's awesome.
Yeah. Or even if you just like to see our photos.
Hey, that's fine too.
Yeah.
I like taking them.
Right? She's getting more better every single time.
Yes.
When we first started this, she was so awkward in front of the camera, and now she's just like, ding.
I know, I'm not like, mom always said that I take good pictures, but like, it's hard for me. Like, I have to actually think about it. I'm not naturally taking selfies.
Well, now you
now
are.
Now I am. It just
now
took me.
Now she's totally used to it.
And this last year has definitely taught me some camera stuff.
I have been on her about we have to take photos because our listeners want to hear and see us.
It's true. So the last two is one that I definitely effed up on that I need to do, which we're on track to do, is...
What's that?
Having regular appointments with your doctor.
Yeah, get the fuck on that. Seriously?
I messaged her.
Okay, good. Yeah,
so we're going to actually do a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Because...
There's no sense in you driving all the way to Portland.
Yeah, so she's going to have me like go to one of the places and just get my blood drawn.
And then she'll do all my results,
and then we're going to do a Zoom call about, like, everything, and then she'll prescribe anything that I might need or whatever.
I need to get blood drawn, too. Maybe we could go together.
Maybe we can figure out a time.
Yeah, let's just go together.
So, yeah, because I messaged her Monday.
We both go to the same office.
Oh, we do. Huh. We do have the same office.
We go to the same doctor's office, people. We're going to make back-to-back appointments, and we're just going to go in together because I have to get my blood drawn because I still haven't done it for my 1 year.
See? Oh, and you get on my booty. I did good for 2 years.
But you have questions about thyroid and all of that stuff.
Because it actually, my mom has thyroid problems, so it runs in the family.
You guys can't see me, but I'm giving her the eye.
I can see you.
Oh.
Okay. She's giving me the stink eye. Gotcha. Okay, so the last one's weigh yourself once a week. They do say do not stop weighing yourself.
Yes, and I have gotten out of the practice of weighing myself, which I need to get back into because once a week I feel like is key.
Yeah, this is once a week and then don't stop pretty much the counting, like don't stop counting your calories, which I still weigh myself once a week, but I stopped counting that shit like a while ago.
Yeah, I don't keep track of anything. I just kind of keep track of how I feel.
Yeah.
So if I feel full off of a certain meal, I know that I ate too much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I also know like half of a steak is this amount, about this much.
Right.
You know?
But this is for maintaining. So if you want to make sure you don't gain anything, you need to keep track of everything is the deal. Because remember how well we did losing
by keeping track. I never really tracked though.
Well, you said that you didn't allow you. Well, you track. Yeah, you track in a whole different way. Never mind.
I track in a crazy.
You do.
This is Kelly's head.
She's
way.
Like she will restrict herself.
I know that when I look at the back of a package and I'm like, that's got more than 5 carbs. I'm not going to eat that. That was my tracking.
That works.
Which it worked because I looked at every package.
Yep.
And if it had more than 5 grams, I would just be like, I don't need that.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, that totally works because now what you're doing is just more visually instead of, like, you know, writing everything down or putting into an app or whatever.
Which is weird because I love writing, like, handwriting.
Oh, yeah,
I like writing things. But tracking, nope. I could never. I did it right in the beginning. I think it was, like, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of figured out. Oh, it's this much. I eat the same shit over and over and over again.
That's where I got to in like year 1 to 2 was like, okay, I know exactly how much a protein shake is for me every morning. Because when I would do like my protein shakes, so I had that. I knew exactly what it was like evening. The only thing would change would be evening. So it's just whatever the dinner changed to. But like breakfast and lunch were the same things.
Well, and
it's really just my first meal and some snacks and then my dinner. So.
Well, most of the time. You're having chicken, steak. You're not binging. I mean, you can binge on chicken, I guess, but why would you want to? Because it's chicken.
Right. It just seems weird.
I guess if it's fried chicken. Yeah. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken on the other hand.
That
skin.
You can.
Fried.
Yes.
So good.
Is why I don't eat that anymore.
Yeah.
But
so.
I Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out my maintaining. Like, I'm...
It's hard.
In this headspace of, like, okay, it's okay if you eat some carbs. But then I go, like, I push that limit a little bit. And then I'm like, no, you need to rein it back in. Because my head is still in losing weight.
Yeah, I'm trying to just do what the surgeon said was 50 to 60. And so I'm watching it now. Like, I'm actually, like, looking at everything, making sure, like, okay, was this more than I thought it was? Was it not? Because that's what happens is, like, you'll start to subi what it was. And you're actually forgetting how much it actually is.
Yes.
Because a 1 to 2 carbs on every one. Now you're over 10 to 20 carbs, you know? So you just have to really kind of just make sure you're still looking at the label, I guess, is the biggest deal.
I think the two things you should watch, and I feel like even though I'm maintaining, and yes, I can have carbs, I can start adding things back in because I was so restrictive. I feel like the two things that I will always watch is sugar and carbs.
That's not a bad thing.
I feel like those two things are just like my... In my peripherals.
Yeah, you got it.
Always.
Yeah.
Every time I eat something, every time I look at a food item, every time I look at the label on the back.
Right. That's like the first thing your eyes go to.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't pay attention really to fiber. I mean, we do when we do our lives and stuff like that, but like,
that's not the thing you're looking. Yeah, you're not looking at calories. Like, most people would look at calories back in the day or total fat.
And I don't look at either of those. No. It's all carbs and sugar that I look at.
I think that's good because, like, that's – you're always, like, aware of how much you're getting.
Well, I mean, and if you guys listen to or watch our lives, I mean, you hear me. Like,
it's true.
I'll be like, this has 8 grams of carbs. That's kind of high.
I'm just like, you are ridiculous.
Yes. And so. I am. I'm completely ridiculous. We are aware of this.
But, you know, you're keeping track. So, I mean.
Slowly. Yeah. I mean, and I feel like with 15 months out, I'm still completely clueless. Like, I still do research. I still read stuff. I still find information from other people because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, I feel you.
I've never been here before.
No.
So,
and what's my biggest saying? You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Like, I don't know anything.
No.
My brain is empty.
I mean, that's why we're trying to, like, get all the information and give it to people because we didn't know a lot of things.
No.
We just weren't.
All this maintaining stuff, I love.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know any of it. Like, I do the best that I can do.
Right. And now we actually have, like, a list of things that you can actually just follow, like a guide.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nice.
I love it.
Maybe something special later for our guide.
But, maybe.
But that's all I have about the stalls, maintaining, and gains. I would say my takeaway is just, like, water, protein, sleep.
I'm the 100% on the same page.
Just get those things.
I think those three things will make you successful.
Oh, and I forgot one other thing. Sex. You guys do our challenge. Oh, sex? Yes, 100%. But do our challenge.
I think.
I mean, sex is exercise, but, you know.
It is exercise. Well,
I'm not going to challenge you to keep having sex, so if that's not a thing.
Yeah, because I don't really feel like I need to know what you guys are all doing.
I don't even know how many times or whatever. They're the frequency
Although
of it.
Although it might be funny. Private messages. No, I'm joking. Marcus said no.
Definitely do the challenges with it because now you're getting your water, your sleep, your protein, and then an exercise in.
I think. And the squats, really, they're not that bad. Like, I was scared.
Thank you.
But, I mean, my legs are burning.
Yeah, literally the outside of my legs are burning.
Yes.
Yes.
And I went low today. Mm. Okay, so I have to tell you this really quick before we're done.
Before we wrap it up.
I'm doing my yoga.
Okay.
Silly kids. Kit drops his ball right under me. Or no, I'm doing my squats.
Okay.
So I'm, like, on my yoga mat, and I'm doing my squats, and he drops the ball because he keeps throwing it at me because he wants me to throw it for him.
Right.
So he drops it under me, and I'm like, I can't get it. Like, I'm doing my squats. I'm talking to him. So what is he? He goes under me.
Of
and
course.
So every time I squat, my butt would hit his back. And it was like 5 or 6 times. And I'm like, seriously, child, move. Get out of the way.
You're like, how do you not understand to not move at this point?
It was so funny. I was just like cracking up myself as I'm like every time I would squat down.
Oh, I'm happy that you've realized that they're not that hard.
They are not that hard. I think they're more intimidating.
Yes.
And not to say that they don't give you a workout, but you want to feel it.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole point of a workout, if you don't feel it the next day, is kind of...
What was the point of the workout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel my arms, my yoga, I feel it every single day. I feel my arms, I feel my legs, I feel my core.
Yeah, I would say it's the only one that I hit and miss is core, depending on, like, which one I've done.
Well,
for yoga.
If you do all of the yoga positions correctly, you should be feeling it in your core because you should be sucking that belly button everywhere in.
I feel it everywhere else.
Do you suck your belly button in?
That's
every
right.
Every single pose?
I mean, I try. I mean, I can't guarantee.
Right?
I'm not perfect, Kelly. I try.
Nobody is perfect.
But I feel like you want me to be. No,
sure. Well, because you're my mentor, I view you as perfect.
Aww. And we're going to end on that because I love hearing those compliments.
Yeah, right?
It's amazing.
You are. So, yeah, just remember those three things.
And the water, fourth of challenge.
And the fourth of challenge. So water, protein. Sleep. Get some sleep and do our lovely challenges every month.
That's right. All right.
Love you guys.
Night.
Bye. Oh,
no nights.
No nights.
Peace.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP, where you can get exclusive content.
We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo,
Eric Vaughn for our music,
Nick Dukes for our graphic and web designs,
and of course, the most amazing producer in the world, Marcus,
with Jude and Per Productions. Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients.